Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. Justin Kaufman here. It is time for the swap meet. Greg Flamm is in the building at DuPage Picker, both at Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all the places where the kids are hanging out these days.
All the cool places.
Greg Flamm, how are you, buddy?
Great to be here, thanks.
This is our segment where we judge your collectibles, we evaluate your memorabilia. Mm-hmm. We brag about our junk.
Mm-hmm.
312-981-7200 is a phone number. You can text, you can call. The best brag tonight, if you call in, we're trying to go with a Halloween theme.
You're right.
But if the best brag, call in, text, you're going to get a Lou Malnati's pizza, just like Cheryl did last week, bragging about all the Kittyland stuff.
Yeah, she had some great stuff.
Right? That was amazing.
Yep.
She had like
good
stories,
everything.
She goes around to different libraries.
Yeah, she does a presentation on Kittyland, and she just started a website, but I don't think it's up yet.
Hmm.
So for now, you can reach her at kittylandremembered@gmail.com.
Hmm.
Yep.
Or, just randomly pick a library and see if she's speaking.
Right.
There.
See if you can check the upcoming events.
All right. We're paying attention, of course, as well to the news tonight. David Jennings has got you. We're talking, of course, about the Chicago teacher strike. We talked about just before the 9 o'clock news. They do have an agreement, but they're not going back to class. That's where we're at. We're waiting for Chicago Public Schools to talk about whether or not they will be classes tomorrow. There won't be. I mean, CTU said they're not coming back, so CPS just has to make it official. CTU, the delegates, approved the strike. It was 364-242. So there you go. So not overwhelming. It wasn't unanimous, but it was approved to end the strike. But again, they're not going to be in the classroom. They're going to be out at City Hall protesting or trying to get the attention of the mayor, hitting the doorbell at City Hall at 10 a.m., to really get into whether or not they're going to make up these strike dates. That's what they want to know before they get back into the classroom. But we'll be paying attention to that. David's got your back. We'll have all the stuff as it comes out. But let's get into bragging about our Halloween swag. 312-981-7200. You got something to brag about. Doesn't have to be Halloween. You brought some really cool stuff in here, yeah, Greg. Let's get to it.
I just brought a couple things. Love selling Halloween all year round because it does sell all year round.
Really?
And almost anything scary sells year round. So, and again, I tried to just bring some stuff that people have in their basement. And everyone's got some kind of Halloween animated doll, and this does talk. I think everything on here is radio approved, but you press the button, the head turns. So this is a Bride of Chucky doll, and I think this came out in 1999. And it says like seven different sayings, but everyone's got like one of those cute Hallmark animated, sang a song that's kind of a parody of another song.
Right, right. All and, the kind of stuff that you buy at the little tchotchke store. Right. Let's hear what else Bride of Chucky's got to say.
There you go. So, yeah. So, I think there's like seven different sayings.
One more. Come on.
You want one more? All right.
Let me out! Let me out! Let me out! Let me out!
Oh, that's so good. That's the Bride of Chucky. What does that go for? What is a doll? That's in the package.
This is like as mint as you can get it in the package, everything. I'm thinking this is going to go for about $70.
Wow.
Yeah. So I got it for a couple dollars at a garage.
Are they making new Chucky movies? I feel like they had one come out in the last
that's
year.
That's a good question.
Or I think there's a reboot that's in the making. Mm-hmm. I know they're doing the, what is it, the Candyland, the Cabrini Green movie.
Okay.
Was it Candyland? Not Candyland. What am I thinking of? That was the big movie of the Cabrini Green in the 90s. They're doing like a reboot of it right now.
All right.
Maybe a sequel or whatever. That's nice. They're shooting around the old Cabrini Green.
Cool.
So anyway,
yep.
Look at me. I've got half of the story.
There you go. More than I had.
What else you got here?
I just brought in a Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Ooh.
Now, this was a poster that was sold like in stores, but for some reason there just aren't any on eBay, so this could get over $100 for that poster.
Wow.
So yeah,
again, they messed up the branding on this too, because they went with a new Nightmare on Elm Street that they put out a couple of years ago, maybe last year. And it's not, is it Freddy Krueger who's in that one? I think it is, but they're trying to make it more of the newer kind of horror.
Yeah.
And it screws me up because I want to show this film to my son.
Yeah.
And it's always gets confused. Comcast gets confused with a new one.
Yeah, again, I not a huge movie buff as far as that stuff goes, but I know it sells, so I know enough to pick it up when I see it.
So you think that poster that we're looking at,
it will go for over 100. I think I have it up now for about 200, 250, but I expected to get an offer on it. And it's from 80s, And if you know this name Funky, they put out a lot of posters. And they were always kind of the store posters in Walmart or Kmart. And this is from, I think it's 90 or 90, 95, rather.
Man, so, it's a Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Yeah. So.
Freddy's Revenge, Pete. It's Freddy's Revenge. Mm. He's getting revenge. 312-981-7200. It's good to think about, because I would think a lot of people in the garage have leftover Halloween costumes, sure. Mm-hmm. And maybe that, like the hand of Freddy, right. You know, with the knives and yep. Or the masks that were used, or the hockey mask right. of Jason and things
Scream
like that.
And all that, yeah.
Yeah, right. 312-981-7200. Let's hear one more Chucky before we go our first break.
Here we go.
That's
so
good.
Nice.
There you go. Greg Flam is here. We're doing Halloween junk that might be in your basement that you want to brag about. The best brag tonight is going to win you Lou Malnati's Pizza, 312-981-7200. Come on, y'all. I want to know what you got in terms of leftover costumes, any sort of Halloween decorations, or just fun Halloween pop culture stuff like Greg brought in, The Bride of Chucky or Revenge or Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's Revenge. Again, 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. Come back here for the Swap Meet. Stay with us. It's Swap Meet here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with Greg Flam. Greg is at DuPage Picker on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. He brings some stuff he's found at different estate sales and garages and things that he's currently... So not necessarily currently selling,
right?
But you've collected into piles
mm-hmm.
in your place,
right? Many piles.
Yeah, I don't understand. You know, some of us have couches, and some of us have TV stands. You just have piles.
I have money piles, death piles, whatever you want to call them. But they are
the phone number 312-981-7200. I got some text to get to, as also the phones. But tonight we're trying to come up with a little bit of Halloween fun. The best Halloween brag of any sort of. You know, memorabilia or anything from Chicago or anything that has to do with Halloween. You brag about what you've collected over the years. You might get a Lou Malnati's pizza. Let's go to Tom. Tom standing by. Tom, what do you got? What do you want to brag about, Tom?
Okay. Kindergarten Halloween walk. And I go all Motley Crue black leather. Yeah. And then I put on my Gene Simmons mask on with the big tongue.
Nice.
So popular, I made it on WGN because it was a sight to see.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was good.
And I still have it to this day, and I'm bringing it down to Father's Day because my kids now go to U of I. I'm bringing it down to that same kid, awesome. And that's my Halloween outfit tomorrow. Gene Simmons again.
Very cool.
So you had this since, you say, kindergarten?
So probably it's 1999. In 2000, we're walking around Shamu Park District Kindergarten. I'm all engineer, black boots, motorcycle leather, just black.
Nice.
Gene Simmons with the big tongue, and everyone was looking at me. I made it on WGN that night.
That's
so
awesome.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now it's going to U of I, going to camp.
Yeah, it's going. Yep. I love it. You're taking it downstate. I like it. All right. What is a Gene Simmons mask?
I mean, some of the mask, like Kiss members' mask, can go upwards of $1,500. I know some of the old school costumes, like from the late 70s, early 80s, those can be anywhere from $200 to $500 if they're complete.
Wow.
And in the box, of course. But I think I know the mask you're talking about, and it just was a mask. It didn't have the whole costume. But
it's just a mask.
Right, but
yeah.
I did see anywhere from $800 to $1,500 for that mask. Yeah, so...
That's awesome, Greg. Can I ask you just a quick side note, since you were doing music a moment ago?
Yeah.
I have a Nirvana, right? First album in cassette.
Okay.
Now, considering how popular they were, I don't know. If I was ever to get rid of this cassette, because now my 20-year-old kids think I'm so cool because I have a Nirvana cassette.
Right.
What does a Nirvana cassette go for?
Cassettes go for?
Used. You know, I couldn't tell you so much use. I mean, I'm thinking maybe $15 to $25 used. But if you have a T-shirt, some of the Nirvana early T-shirts can be like $500. Yeah. I mean, that's where the money
is. Is there a difference? You know, obviously that the at least Nevermind, the Nirvana record has the baby on the front and the water. There was an early print of that showed the babies.
Yeah.
I have that. That's the cassette that I have. Yeah.
And and then after they got popular, they started censoring that, and they didn't show it. So is there more money for the ones that show the full anatomy of the baby?
I would think so. Anytime they, you know, anytime they edit or censor a record, the one that came before it is the one that you want.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Tom.
All right, thanks, Justin.
Thank
thanks, Greg.
There you go. There you go. All right, I got some texts as well. 815. I really wonder about these kind of things because we're seeing more and more interesting little tchotchkes that you put in your yard that might be a mummy or might, obviously, there's
people are going all
out.
Oh
my gosh, you go to the Halloween decoration store, the warehouses or whatever, there's plenty of the stuff. This is an animated top half of a torso. It pulls himself along by his arms.
Wow.
It says multiple things. One of them says, "Don't you people ever pick up your dog crap?" Seems like but the idea that there's going to be a market at some point for these goofy things that people put in their yards.
Yeah, it's the amount of money that people spend on those items.
Guilty.
Are crazy. Yeah, I mean, a friend of mine just sold one that was an upper torso that lifted his head off, and it got $150 for that, and it was fairly old. I mean, not like it's brand new or anything, but people spend crazy money on Halloween and just scary stuff in general.
The neighbors on the other side of me, they have invested in inflatables.
Yeah.
So everything in their yard is just inflatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, inflatables, usually the older ones do better because you can't get them. You know, the newer inflatables, everyone can go to Menards or Walmart and get them. So, the older ones do well, too.
Yeah. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I got a text from 708 about clown, dresses up as a clown for Halloween. Right. A lot of the stuff is vintage clown wear, like Bozo would wear. Yeah. Does vintage clown wear go for anything from the 60s and 70s?
From 60s and 70s, I don't notice too many high-priced clowns, but usually it's the more scarier clown stuff these days that people are... kind of that style, the scary clown mask. And that's usually kind of what's been selling higher prices these days.
All right, let's get off the... let's get a little off the beaten path when it comes to Halloween and go to some of the normal fare. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, what do you want to brag about, Jeff?
Yes, guys. It is New York Rangers hockey program, 1965, with Bobby Hull's autograph on the front cover.
Oh, nice.
So where'd you get it?
My dad took me to my first hockey game.
Yeah?
And Bobby Hull is skating around, and I just had my program in his face, and he signed it.
Nice. You can get that close to the ice, huh? Just get right up there and shove the program in the guy's
face. Well, actually, my father was good friends with a lot of the Rangers, like Gump Worsley, whatever. So a lot of times when they were skating around, Gump would come right up to the front of the glass where our seats were and would talk to my father for a minute.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a cool thing.
Would come, he would actually come to my house and all that stuff. So, yeah, we had a real connection with the Rangers and hockey overall.
My dad just knew the ins and outs of growing up next to Wrigley Field. He grew up in Lakeview. So he he knew where in the 80s Cubs were parking, where they were smoke breaking, where you could get a good see a Harry Carey coming out of the back.
Right.
So I got a lot of the autographs and weird interactions with baseball players because of just knowing where to be.
Oh yeah, those are great memories. Right. You know, at a young age, connecting with those superstars.
So cool to see Lee Smith walk by.
Right. Well, Bobby Hull still holds pretty good value with an autograph. So I just from a program that had three of the Hawks sign it, went for about $350.
Wow.
$200 to $350. So I would say a Bobby Hull signed hockey item would be in the $200, maybe $180 range.
Hmm.
So.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thanks,
Jeff. Well, thanks much for your time.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's funny. So, and 708 told me the movie's Candyman.
There you go.
I forgot what I was even saying. Candyland.
Yep.
Candyman. Candyland. Yep. Candyman has to live somewhere.
Right.
He lives in Candyland. What do you want from me? 312-981-7200 is the phone number here. It is the swap meet. At DuPage Picker is Greg Flam, and you can find him on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything in between. We're going to take a break here, get to the news. I know that the Chicago Teachers Union is talking, and we still are. David will have the latest when it comes to CTU and CPS, but as of right now, it does not look like there are going to be classes tomorrow. And we will have David's update coming up here in the 9:30 news. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll come back, and 312-981.
By the way.
Yeah.
CPS has officially canceled classes for tomorrow.
That's what I figured. I didn't want to give away your lead.
No, you're not giving anything away.
All right, so CPS has canceled canceled classes for tomorrow.
Yes, they have.
And CTU taking questions after their CTU off delegates voted for an agreement but chose not to go back to work until they dealt with the issue of the 10 days that are outstanding and whether or not they'll be made up or tacked on to the
school. And they're coming at it from the instructional days for students.
Right. And that is something that could resonate, because I know that that's something that the mayor had said as well. So they're kind of following up on something she said, even though she has also said that she does not want to add any of these days. David Jennings will have the news coming up here. 312-981-7200. We'll get to the second half of this. It sounds right now, Jerry, with the KISS costume or the KISS mask. Mm-hmm. Is kind of like the leader yep. of the pack, just for the effect that he didn't know it was worth $800.
Yeah.
And he's about to go trash it down at U of I with his kids this weekend.
All right.
But that's a leader, but there's plenty of time here. 312-981-7200. Can we get one more Chucky on the way out? Can we go into the break?
Okay.
Shut up!
Perfect.
Extension 720. Thanks, David. It is a swap meet. Justin Kaufman, Greg's Plan is here at 2PageBicker, Instagram, and on YouTube, Twitter, and then Facebook.
And TikTok, okay. Yeah.
All that. TikTok, all of that. Friendster.
All right.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You get a call in now or text in to talk about what memorabilia you have, what kind of, what kind of collectible. I always look at it this way. I always say, if you wrap something up, if you were moving, and you said, you know what, I've got to make a decision on this, and you made a decision to say, I can't part with this. I'm keeping this guy.
That's what they need to call in with.
Then you have to call in and say, this is what I have. Yeah. Like, for the longest time, I had a barbecue beef tub, right? It was like from World War II. It was like rations.
Wow.
It was like a barbecue delightful or something like that. BBQ delightful or something like maybe BBQ lightful. And it was one of those things that my mom gave me. This is the weirdest thing. She came down to get a care package when I was like 19 or 20. She brings it in. She's like, hey, and there's this too if you guys are hungry. And we kind of looking at it and you're like, this is not food. This is some sort of ration kind of thing from the 40s, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it just became this thing that we would re-gift and keep giving. Every time we had a new, one of our buddies had a housewarming to some crappy Chicago apartment. Mm-hmm. We'd be like, we got you something. You'll never go hungry. Here's the barbecue delightful.
Nice.
And it would always be, you know, like a trophy on the top of the fridge or whatever. Like, and it would just
shelf
kinda,
on the elf type thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it would rotate from apartment to apartment.
Right.
I never know what I forgot what happened. If I had it right now, we could find out how much it's worth, or B, right. have a nice, delicious late night snack.
Right, right. And it's funny. I do run into people who say, hey, you know, we have this weird item that, you know, we hide at each other's house. They pull these little pranks on each other with certain items like that. So,
well, tonight you brought in some scary items, one being a motion-activated Bride of Chucky doll, which is probably worth $70 or $80. Mm-hmm. You also got the Nightmare on Elm Street poster, which is Freddy's Revenge from 1990. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of Halloween-themed things that you've noticed over time that do grab attention. We talked about the KISS mask.
Right.
But there are a lot of old-school kind of Halloween things.
Old Halloween cards, greeting cards do really well. The old Halloween decorations, like really old, like the paper doll-type cutout items.
What about old Halloween candy?
You know, that's a good question. If it was branded, I think it would do well. But like if it's just like the peanut butter kisses, right? Yeah, I don't know. But, you know. But
yeah, the black and the orange
but
candies,
if you got,
right?
You know, I mean, I sold a 1980s pack of Bubblegum for $80. So that's
so
one of my brags that I brag about. So, I mean, I think if it's got a brand on it, you know, it should do well.
Are you doing Halloween tomorrow?
I don't. I normally don't.
No?
No.
So what do you mean? So, wait. So you don't do Halloween, meaning you don't dress up and do anything. And secondly, you don't open up your, you're not by the door with a thing of candy?
You know, for 15 years, I think I had one trick-or-treater in my condo. So it's just like, you know, if I did get that one or two, I just give them a dollar. You know, it's just, it's like I'm not going to buy the bag of candy, you know, because I don't need it, that's for sure.
Yeah,
so,
like, trick or treat.
So,
like,
yeah, if we get that one or two, I'm just like, here's a dollar.
Why don't you give them some collectible, like one, like the Chucky doll or something like that?
Yeah, I'm not giving $80, you know, I mean, But yeah, I mean, and you know, I enjoy it. I like it. It's just the condo I was in for 15 years never had anyone who rang the bell or whatever.
Our block has become Grand Central, and this is a due to in a positive way to my family, to my wife. She's big into Halloween. Mm-hmm. Halloween ranks as like the number two, probably behind Christmas in her family. So we dress up. We do a ton of stuff. There's so many decorations. The house is constantly.
I heard your battle with the neighbor with the decorations. Who put out what first?
Mary Vanderbilt wanted to stab it with a stab the inflatables.
Nice.
But at the end of the day, it puts a lot of pressure on the candy.
Right.
Because you can't run out.
Right.
You really can't. And my wife kept saying, like, we were at the store the other day buying, I can't even tell, a haul of candy. And I'm doing math in my head trying to figure out, and Miles, my son, is on the calculator on the phone trying to figure out what would be. I have enough candy for 350 trick-or-treats.
Nice. So do you do the full bars, bars, or what are you doing? Do you do three different kind of candy?
Yeah, I'm going to the Target, and I'm trying to get the best bang for the buck.
Right.
So it's going to be one of those massive packs that has seven different types of mini candy.
Okay.
I am not a full-size kindergarten.
Some people want to give out chocolate. Some people want, you know, the sugary candies.
I think I got a mixture of both.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Nothing that I feel is going to, that people are going to go, man, I'm never, I love that house.
Yeah.
and nothing that's going to be
right.
I'm going to egg that house.
Violent.
815 says, one of my students made a tornado costume out of mesh wire.
That's awesome.
The problem was once he got in, he couldn't move his feet, so he couldn't walk anywhere, and he just stood in one spot during the whole class party.
Yeah. We have to file that under what the four P's, proper planning prevents. What's the last P? I don't know. But,
all right, let's go back to
that's a fun one.
Yeah, let's go back to the phones. Let's get Derek on the line. Derek, what do you want to brag about, Derek?
Hi, I've got a set of trading cards made by artist Bernie Wrightson. He illustrated things like Mary Shelley's Frankenstein as a re-release.
Mm.
It's a sealed box. There are 10 cards per pack, 36 packs in a box. It's a 90-card series.
Did you say Bernie Wrightson?
I believe it also. Bernie Wrightson, yes.
Okay. All right, so Bernie Wrightson. Where'd you get him?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably at a comic book shop or something like that.
Hmm. Do you happen to know the year that those came out?
Oh, good boy.
No problem. But they're sealed. That's a great thing. I mean, you got them sealed.
The box is sealed in plastic. Yeah.
Hmm.
1994.
Okay, great.
There you go.
All right.
All right, so Greg looks that up. That's cool. Do you follow this artist, or is this just something that you said look cool?
I do. I bought several boxes, and I've got, I think, one or two complete sets. I think they're also gift stickers, and I don't remember that part. But those are all out of the package, but I always thought, like, the wild card would be keeping one box sealed.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, that's
you did exactly what you're supposed to do.
And we talked about that a lot.
Yeah, the anti-Justin. Man, I'm just digging in. I'm opening it up. I'm peeling it back. Well, everything I have is slightly used. I'm bending the corners on everything.
Yeah,
which is just too funny because we just bought a couple of posters from Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me, just in me putting them up on Miles's wall, I ruined them.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's tough.
I got some pins in there. What do you got?
You know, I can't find those exact cards, but if they're sealed and they're monster, you know, related, and 94 makes them vintage, so anything pre-99 can be called vintage. So, you
know. There are multiple series. This one's called Series 2, More Macabre. I don't know how many series there were in total.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely like to help you out. If you want to send it to the Facebook page, a picture of them, I'll definitely follow up on that and get back to you. But I'd say, you know, you got something decent there. I think it's $60 to $150 to start and, you know, do an auction going that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks, Derek.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
There you go. 312-981-7200. It's a swap meet. We're talking about scary, spooky stuff that you might have collected over the years. I feel like, are the classic Halloween candy pumpkins, the pumpkins that people that kids go trick-or-treating with that we had when we were kids, are those worth anything?
That's a whole other area because what they're called are blow molds is how they refer to them. The same thing with the decoration that are in front of the house, the more old-school blow molds. And in the last couple of years, blow molds have just gone through the roof.
Really?
Whether it's Christmas, Halloween, any of them. I mean, I sold one this year for $83, and it was just a gargoyle one. And I didn't think it would get that much, but then when I started looking at prices, and you know, the closer you get to Halloween, people are willing to spend the bigger money to get what they want. But yeah, the blow molds have really blown up. in the last couple of years.
I've got a couple of skeleton. I got a skeleton cat. I got a skeleton rat.
Yep.
I've got a couple of ghost lights.
Okay.
And I've got some lights around there. I got a red bulb. So all that stuff put together.
Yeah,
and
pretty
I got
well set up.
Yeah, it's a real nice setup. It's real good.
Should take a picture, put it on the side or whatever.
Yeah, try to get on the Halloween decoration sites. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll come back here right now. I think Jared's still in the line or still in the lead for the Lou Malnati's Pizza with the mask. He's hanging in. But you got 15 minutes here to get in. If you got a better collectible, a better piece of memorabilia or a Halloween junk, 312-981-7200. Let's have Chucky take us out here.
Here
we go to the break.
Sucker!
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Swap meet here with Greg Flamm. We're waiting for the mayor of Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot, to take the podium to talk about the strike and whether or not she would allow any of those days to be made up so that the Chicago teachers could get back in the school. Of course, an agreement tonight, but there will not be classes tomorrow. So let's continue and try to get everybody in before she gets to stage. Let's go to Ken. Ken, what do you want to brag about, Ken?
Hey, I want to brag about growing up as a kid in the 60s and 70s, buying the Universal Horror model kits. Remember those?
Oh, yeah, those are awesome.
Yeah, or Monogram. I forget who made them.
Right, those are early 60s, and they go for really nice money.
But also a Famous Monsters of Filmland magazine.
Oh, wow.
The guy, you don't know that one?
No, I have to look up what those are going for. I have heard of it, but I've never sold one or checked the price.
Yeah, Forrest Ackerman was the name of the guy who started it.
Okay.
Famous Monsters of Filmland.
Okay.
And, of course, growing up with Creature Features on Channel 9.
Yeah. Oh, who doesn't love that?
That scared so
I used to watch that because Sven Gulli didn't. He came and went back and forth.
Right.
Yeah, we used to watch Creature Features on Saturday. That was our thing.
Yeah, I was young enough that just intro just scared me, that ghoul figure.
The
movie was like anticlimactic to that intro, you know.
Yeah, there was a name for that music. Dun, dun,
yeah, I think dun, Nick dun. Played it last night. It was Henry Mancini. Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, I don't know the name of the song, though.
I think the narrator was Monty McNeely, but you know, growing up as a kid in the 60s and 70s was with the model kits.
Yeah.
You know, we built the model kits.
Yeah.
Do you know if they're still in business? Are they still making them?
Some of them they've reproduced. I'm not sure about the exact Aurora ones, but I know like some of the other models they have reproduced. So when you see them, don't be fooled.
Right.
You'll see them sealed at a garage sale. Double check the years, you know, that they were made. But the Aurora models, I mean, some are going for $1,500. And
wow.
If you have it sealed from the 60s, those are huge.
All right.
Yeah, you mean in the box, not put together.
Right, in the box sealed, the Aurora.
Yeah, the way that models were intended, right?
Right.
Yeah, back then, we're not going to leave. We didn't know that.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yep.
We didn't know that the $4 models was going to be $1,500.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, guys.
That was good. That was close.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Bob. Bob, what do you want to brag about, Bob?
First, I'm going to drop some knowledge. The Henry Mancini thing was Experiment in Terror. That was for like some B movie he did in the 60s.
Okay.
There you go.
And it was Marty McNeely that did the voice for Creature Features.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to brag about is I always use this to open the door for the kids and give them their candy. I have a 1972 or 1973 Planet of the Apes hinged jaw ape mask.
Ooh,
that I wear.
God, yeah.
Nice.
So when you talk, it actually, his mouth moves, and it has open eye slits, so I can actually drive my car safely with this on, and it just freaks everybody out. It's a wonderful toy. I've never gotten rid of it since I was a little kid.
That's awesome.
1972,
nice.
1973. What do you think? Planet of the Apes mask.
I'm
that's a good one. Ooh, that's a tough one.
The hinge jaw is kind of throwing me off here. I can't find one. But a lot of the mask from the 70s, you know, they're in the 250 to 300, but I have a feeling his is probably worth
hinged,
a little bit more.
If you can drive with it, it's worth more money.
Yeah.
That's what's usually the case.
Right. And hinge jaw. So.
Hinge jaw. Awesome, Bob.
That's
awesome,
one.
Man. That's good. Happy Halloween.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, there you go. So there you go. 312-981-7200. We're waiting for Mayor Lightfoot. We're going to try to get around before the show ends.
Mm-hmm.
Experiment and Terror, Henry Mancini, as people have let us know. And there's also, it's funny that says, This scared me when I found it in a closet at my mom's house, a poster advertising a free free Bill Cosby poster in the New American. So there you go. Okay. Or the Sunday American, 3 feet tall, but it was a Bill Cosby poster.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some more calls coming in here, 312-981-7200. We're waiting for Mayor Lightfoot to take the stage at City Hall as she is going to talk about the union who agreed on the contract tonight. But they said they're not going back to school until they get an agreement about the days missed and whether or not they're going to make up these days. Mayor Lightfoot has said in the past that's a non-starter. She's not going to do it. But she's also said before that she believes in we've missed prime instructional time. The union is saying this is instructional time, so they want to get this figured out before they go back to class. So we're going to see Mayor Lightfoot comes up here. We'll get her on 720 WGN. You want to get one more in? Let's try to get one more in. Deborah, what do you want to brag about, Deborah?
Hi. I love your show. I have an oil painting signed by Vincent Price.
Oh, how cool is that?
It is by Pit and the Pendulum is the painting, mm-hmm. and it is done by an artist called Brett Whiteling, and he's from Australia.
How'd you get it? How'd you get the signature?
I wrote to Vincent Price, and I had told him it was my favorite.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
When you could write to a celebrity and they'd write back with a signature.
Back in the day,
Well, I didn't expect a painting.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's for sure, yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Deborah. Thanks for that.